Hello and welcome to the Carlina Show podcast. I'm your host, Carlina Angwin. Today is Sunday, July 1st, 2018, and this is episode 4 of the podcast. Today on the show, I don't have a guest, but I will have some updates and I'll include some listener comments, answer your questions, and give you a preview of some of the guests we'll have on the show this next month. So you may notice, if you are watching via YouTube, that this is an actual live video. And if you're not, if you're listening from your podcast app, you probably won't notice a difference. But we are entering new territory and interviewing or going to interview people via Skype in other parts of the U.S. and other parts of the world. So this is a kind of a practice run to see if I can record video and then separate the video file from the audio file and upload the audio file to the podcast. So that's why we're on video. Okay, now just to give you some general comments that I've gotten from the listeners. Oh, and I am in a hammock and outside, so there will be sometimes dog noises, bird noises, squirrel noises, and I'm next to my 13-year-old dog who tends to snore. So if you hear snoring, it's my dog. Anyway, so continuing on. So some general comments we've received from our listeners, and then I'll go into the comments I've received about specific episodes we've had. We've had 3 guests on so far. So the first comment is from Matt, and Matt is in Sydney, Australia. And he said, I've had a listen to your podcast. Congrats for getting it up. I really like it, especially as I see a similarity in what we're both really interested in. That is people's personal but significant stories. And I mean, we hear lots in the media about big heroic stories, but I believe that some of the little heroic stories are just as amazing. So we'll hear more about Matt from Australia in a little bit later in this episode. Next, we have Carolyn, and she sent me a message on Instagram and said, Suzette and I were just discussing your new podcast. I feel like this move is a step in your hero's journey. So inspiring. And I think I forgot to mention that the theme of the Carlina Show is ordinary people tell their hero's journey. So I interview people and guide them through telling their hero's journey. So that's what the show is about. Tom in Tennessee wrote on Facebook and said, took me a few minutes to realize the frog noises were not in my backyard. Yes, we have lots of frogs in Tennessee, especially at 7 o'clock at night. I'm glad you enjoyed the frog noises, Tom. I'm assuming you did. Let's see. Jen in Georgia said, it's a lav mic, not an LAV mic. Nobody says LAV mic. Ha ha ha. Okay, so those were her words. And I think in my second episode, not episode 2, but like my second introductory episode, I pointed out my mic and called it an LAV mic, but it's a lav, which is short for a lavalier, I think. Anyway, thank you, Jen, for your honesty. Next, we have Laura Lang. She commented on Facebook. She said, I am so impressed with how this is shaping up. Way to go. Thank you, Laura. We have Tess Corsi Enterline, and she said, I've been listening, Carlina. Love it. Loved the sound of birds chirping in the background. It didn't take anything away from the audio. Well, thank you, Tess. Next, we have Stacy in Atlanta, and she said on Instagram, she wrote, all caught up on your shows. Can't wait for the next one. Good job. Thank you, Stacy. And Debbie left a review on iTunes, and she's my only review on iTunes. And so I hope by next time I might have a couple more. Hint, hint. Anyway, Debbie wrote on iTunes, really enjoyed this episode. It was enlightening and entertaining. Looking forward to the next episode. And she was referring to Tom's recovery episode. So now let's get into the specific comments for each of the episodes. So first, episode one, you'll remember we had Tom Botkin, and he talked about his journey from addiction recovery to competing in the Ironman in Chattanooga. And that was this May. Courtney in Georgia said on Instagram, finally was able to watch the episode with Tom. He's awesome. And I confirm that Tom is awesome. Shalana said, I didn't know Tom liked to dance. And I didn't know Tom liked to dance either until I was sitting in front of him and he said that on the show. So that's it, really exciting because I like to dance too. So anyway, Megan in Germany sent a message on Facebook, and she said, listening now and love Tom's quote, paraphrased, it doesn't matter where you get your drugs, the doctor, pharmacy, or on the street, you can be addicted. She said, I saw this while working in pharmacy, essentially prescribed drug addiction, and it's such an issue. ... Now back to listening. So thank you for your comment, Megan. Next, we have comments about Stephanie Jones. She was our second episode guest, and she was talking about trauma-sensitive yoga and being a wounded healer. And Stephen in Tennessee said, that episode, Stephanie's episode, was so good, but you didn't tell me I was going to cry. Courtney in Georgia said, you need a mascara alert on that one. Apparently she was listening to it near coworkers and had to stop and listen to the rest of it when she got home. Catherine Toledano said, amazing episode. And Ricky Donahue in South Carolina wrote, great, wonderful, and informative podcast. Thanks for the shout out. Peace. Next we have comments on Jen's episode. And Jen was the latest guest who came on the show. She is a director and writer in Atlanta. And the first comment comes from Haley. And Haley is 12 years old. And if you remember, Jen mentioned she was 12 the first time she had a video camera in her hands. And that experience kind of propelled her into getting into film and directing. So Haley is 12, and I sent her a text message. She's my niece. And I said, did you listen to Jen's episode? She wrote back, yes. And I said, and question mark, because Haley is a girl of few words. She wrote back, it was amazing. And I said, well, what did you like about it? And she said, I liked Jen. She was funny and good at explaining things. So thank you, Haley. And next we have Alyssa's comments about the episode. Alyssa's 10. She's also my niece. And she wrote in a text message, on Jen's episode, I say that her story was very inspiring. And I asked, how did it inspire you? And she said, how she made the little short films and talked her siblings into making them with her. And I make short films on an app called iMovie. And she got me into acting. And I then replied, oh, are you acting? And she said, no, but I want to. So thank you, Alyssa. Okay, next we have questions. We have some questions from Sharon in Georgia. And her first question is, how do you choose who to interview? With my first three guests, I asked them. I saw that they had a compelling story, hero's journey to share. And so I just reached out to them and said, would you be willing to come on the podcast? And, you know, the podcast is new, so we'd like to have you on. This is what I hope that the podcast will be. And all three of my guests welcomed the idea and came on the show. So that's how I chose who to interview. Moving forward, I just have a sense of a good story, and not only a good story, but also a good message that I think could be helpful to people. And so it's kind of how I choose who I want to interview. Question number two: do you write your questions down ahead or just wing it? The way I do it is I'll talk to the guest ahead of time and I'll say, this is sort of the vision I have for your episode. These are the topics or the plot points I want to discuss, and this is how I want it to end with you talking about this certain issue. And I don't write out the questions and send them ahead of time. What I'll do is just write out some key like keywords or key points that I want to discuss. And I have that for myself as well, so that as we move the interview along, I can reference them and say, okay, this is where I need to go. And I just form the question in real time. And I think it's more interesting to listen to an interview like that, where someone is engaged in the conversation, they're listening, sometimes responding, sometimes asking a question based on what the person said. I find those types of interviews or conversations more interesting than someone who has all of the questions written out and just ask the questions. So that's kind of the way that I go about it. Number three, have you gotten volunteers that you don't know personally from listening to your first three episodes? Wanting to be interviewed. Someone from another country would be really interesting. So yes, I have had people reach out to me, and I have an interview scheduled with someone in Toronto later this month, and then I have an interview scheduled with someone in Australia in August, and next week I have an interview with someone in Texas, and those are all going to be Skype recordings, and they're people that I have never met before, who I met online, or they reached out to me, listened to the episodes and reached out to me, or they reached out to me from one of the Facebook groups I'm on. So, okay. So those are questions from Sharon in Georgia. Thank you. And then next we have questions from Stephen in Tennessee. He says, what's been successful so far, or what do I see as successful so far? I think it's just I'm really enjoying this, and I'm enjoying meeting new people. I kind of have a vision and an idea of what I want to do with the podcast, and so far there's been a lot of surprises. There's been a lot of connections that I've made because of this podcast, and that is really motivating and exciting. What is your fear? I guess my fear is sometimes I get a little overzealous or excited about a new update, because there's so many different little triumphs to celebrate. And so each time something like that happens, I feel like I need to share it on Instagram or Facebook or somewhere. And then I do that, and then like 10 minutes later, I think, oh gosh, that I'm sharing too much. Like, I just need to cool my jets a little bit. So I think it's managing what I share, what I should just wait and show a little bit of patience. And so that's been a process for me. Let's see. How do you find your Facebook group? So that's how I've met some of my upcoming guests. My listeners have been on Facebook groups, and then he also in follow up asks, how do you introduce yourself to the group, and what steps do you take for people to respond to you? And basically, I'm a part of a couple different podcast groups, a couple Joseph Campbell groups, a couple groups for people who listen to podcasts that I like, who I think might be in the same kind of target audience that this podcast would be. And so I just kind of at, like, let's say, for example, the podcast group, I just pose questions. Like, for example, I had a question about, what constitutes a clean episode compared to an explicit episode. If I have one swear word, is it explicit? If I have someone talk about something that might be disturbing to some young children, is that explicit? What happens if you post a podcast as explicit? Do you get banned? That sort of thing. So I posed a question like that to a Facebook group, and then I get lots of responses and feedback. So And then, yeah, I'll talk more specifically about how I met my upcoming guests on the Facebook groups when I get to that point. Let's see. Okay, so now I'm going to go into some of my upcoming guests, and I have about 10 or so in the next 6 weeks. So it's going to be some. I'm excited about all of them, but I'm going to go over just very briefly what types of conversations we're going to have, and what you can expect from the next 6 weeks or so. And before I get to that, I want to mention that all of the previous comments and questions all came from listeners sending messages on Facebook, through the contact page on my website, carlina.fireside.fm, through Instagram, and just word of mouth and text messages and such. So if you have any questions or any comments, please go ahead and send those to me. I'll collect them, and then when I have my next Q&A episode, I'll go over them. And then also, we're available on iTunes and Stitcher, Google Play, and YouTube. So you can just search The Carlina Show and then subscribe. And when you subscribe, you'll know when the next episode is live. And it would help if you left a review or a rating on iTunes, because that helps people find the show. Okay, so I'm going to talk a little bit about our upcoming guests. So next week, I have a guest on the show who I'm really excited about. He's in Texas, and he spent his formative years in prison. And while he was in prison for about, I think it was 5 years, he met a mentor who introduced him to books like psychology, sociology, human behavior, and that's how he spent a lot of his time, that and lifting weights. And 8 years, he's been out of prison for, I think it's 8 years now, and has done some amazing things with his life. And so he's gonna talk us through that journey. So I'm really excited. I have a feeling that that episode might be one or two episodes, just because there's a lot that we're going to cover. So I'm really excited about that. And then the next one is Bridget in Toronto, and she has a podcast called Interviews with Exes. And I met her on a Facebook group for podcasters, and so I listened to her. She has about, I think, 13 episodes up now, and I've listened to about 9 of them. And what the podcast is about is she interviews. I think she's 33 or 34, living in Toronto. She's single, and so she went on a journey to learn about, like the to meet up with her exes and sit down with them and ask, what they remember, how the relationship started, and when they started to realize that it was going to end. And she really asked her exes for feedback about just, how she was in the relationship. And the interviews I've listened to so far are just so compelling. They make me nervous, because I would never do that. And so she's so brave to call these exes up and ask to sit down and have this conversation and ask some really tough questions and get their honest feedback. And they do give her honest feedback. And then what she does is, after having those conversations with her exes, then she interviews her family members and gets their feedback. And then at the end, she lets her or her therapist listen to all of them, and see what the therapist has to say. And so I don't think the episode with the therapist has aired yet, but anyway, so that's a little overview of that podcast. And so we were going to exchange podcast promos, which I didn't even really know what podcast promo was. So when she asked if I wanted to exchange one, I said, sure, but you'll have to tell me what it is first. And what we've decided is to do, instead of exchanging the promos, which is just like a little 30-second ad where I record it and send it to her and she plays it on her podcast and then she does that and sends it to me and I play it on mine, I invited her on the show and I said, you know, this is an example of an intentional journey. You know, you chose to do this. You chose to reach out to your exes and sit down with them and talk about these really tough issues to learn about yourself. And that's a journey. And so the season one is ending in a couple weeks. And so after that, I'm inviting her on the show and she's going to talk about that process and what she's learned and what insights she's gained and what her next steps are. And just anything else that she wants to share about that journey. You know, some journeys, we're thrown into them because of a death or an accident or something happens. And sometimes the journey is intentional. You set out on this journey because you know that you want to find out something about yourself, and you know that's going to be uncomfortable, but you're willing to do it anyway. And so that's an example of an intentional journey. So I'm really looking forward to talking to Bridget. Okay. So I need to drink from my LaCroix. Okay, much better. So next we're going to have, so I mentioned Matt from Australia and he reached out to me first on Instagram, but I missed the message somehow. And so he reached out on my contacts page on the website and said that he had listened to a couple of my episodes. And he also has a podcast in Australia and his is along the same vein, but he tells stories through tattoos. And so so we agreed to help each other find, he'll help me find Australian guests and I will help him find American guests to, on our each other's shows. But he also has, he let me know of someone who he thought would be a really good candidate for the show. And this candidate apparently was born with polio and ended up competing in the Olympics in the Australian on the Australian team. And so we're setting up that interview now. That should be in August. So I'm really excited about talking to that person. Okay, so just five more guests I want to talk about just very briefly. One is a lady that I met a few years ago in Pittsburgh, and I think she lives in Atlanta now, but when she was growing up, she served as her mother's seeing eye guide, and her mother was blind, and she served as her seeing eye guide, and she's going to talk about that experience and what came of that afterwards. Next we have, and this will be an interview I record face-to-face later this month, we have a U.S. Army veteran, and he's going to tell his incredible journey of deployment and homecoming, and he now trains military and police working dogs. And he's one of the top trainers in the world. So if you see a police canine, there's a possibility that he trained that dog. If you're someone you know in the military who works with military dogs, it's very possible that he trained that dog. So we're going to hear his story later this month. Let's see, three more. We have a later in July, I'm going to Baltimore and I'm going to interview a friend of mine who, when she was a teen, she suffered from a brain injury, a stroke. And her story is just is amazing the years after that. But what I'm going to focus on with her in this conversation is how she was able to complete grad school, get her MFA in nonfiction, and write a book with memory loss. And she's going to talk about that process and how she did it and how she wrote post-it notes and kept them around her computer so she could remember, you know, what she needed to focus on next. And I've you know, had the privilege of knowing her for the past couple of years, and every time I see her, I'm just amazed at what she has accomplished, and how she does it, and how she gives a positive attitude. And I'm gonna start crying, but I mean, she's incredible. We have another guest coming on who witnessed or was a part of Death with Dignity with her mother-in-law, and went through that experience, only to experience it again a few months later with her husband, who did Death with Dignity, and he was a Vietnam veteran, and so she experienced that with two people very, very close to her. And she's since written about her grief on Facebook. She's a writer, and she's written through the process of grief and kind of gone through the stages for a full year now. And so what I am going to have her focus on is kind of the grief process and how now, a little bit more than a year after that, she's able to manifest those experiences and turn it into art. So I'm looking forward to that. And then we also have a Tai Chi master who has spent the past year training VA staff in assisted Tai Chi. And he is originally from China and came to the States when he was young. He's a medical anthropologist and a Tai Chi trainer. So I'm really excited to have him on. And as an anthropologist, he does talk a lot about the hero's journey and Joseph Campbell. And so he has kind of a more of an academic perspective of the hero's journey and Joseph Campbell that he's going to share with us and how he kind of incorporates that into the classes he has. So those are the guests. Those are the questions and the comments. Like I said, please leave your comments on any of the social media. You can send them to me in a text or an email. And so I'd really just want to thank all of my guests for coming on a new show and sharing your journeys with the world. I also want to thank the listeners and people who have left comments and questions. Thank you to Stephen Lorca, who created my graphic designs, the thumbnails you see. He did those, and he's also offered to help me with the audio and video production moving forward. And he said, you don't need to do it all on your own. I can help you. I have experience with this. So I'm going to kind of try to, you know, let people help me when I think I need it. And I think I will need some help as I transition into Skype and YouTube and all that. So thank you, Stephen. We'll have our next episode. We're taping our next episode Sunday next week. And so just subscribe to any of the channels, YouTube, iTunes, and you should get an alert when a new episode comes available. So thank you for listening.